In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we just heard from the reading from Acts, gospel and faith arouse opposition. In Paul's case, violent opposition. Gospel and faith awaken spiritual forces to undermine both the gospel and our faith. We're going to consider that this morning by reading a selection of Luther from the Large Catechism, particularly in the Lord's Prayer. Now, to set this up, we need to recognize that several hundred years before C.S. Lewis wrote his famous Screwtape Letters, Martin Luther was an astute observer of how the struggle of the Christian life begins with the birth of faith. In particular, in the third article, he acknowledges that as we come to faith and confess Jesus as Lord, and then turn to God in prayer, we basically turn our backs on Satan and all his hosts. That is tantamount to a declaration of war against Satan. He now devotes all his efforts toward undermining our faith in Christ. In that context, Luther writes in the introduction to the Lord's Prayer of the Large Catechism the following. We have now heard what we must do and believe, in which things the best and happiest life consists. Now follows the third part, how we ought to pray. For since we are so situated that no one can perfectly keep the Ten Commandments, even though he has begun to believe, and since the devil, with all his power, together with the world and our flesh, resists our endeavors, nothing is so necessary as that we should continually resort to the ear of God, call upon him and pray to him that he would give, preserve, and increase in us faith and the fulfillment of the Ten Commandments, and that he would remove everything that is in our way and opposes us therein, but that we might know what and how to pray. Our Lord Christ himself has taught us both the way and the words, as we shall see. And then he goes on to talk about how God has given us the command as a basis for prayer, along with a promise. We pick it up with the promise. In the second place, we should be the more urged and incited to pray because God has also added a promise and declared that it shall surely be done to us as we pray. As he says in Psalm 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you. And Christ in the Gospel of St. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given to you. Such promises ought certainly to encourage and kindle our hearts to pray with pleasure and delight, since he testifies with his own word that our prayer is heartily pleasing to him. Moreover, that it shall assuredly be heard and granted, in order that we may not despise it or think lightly of it and pray on a whim. And then he goes on to talk about how we all need to sort of develop the discipline of daily prayer, and how God eagerly seeks to hear from us. Continuing, for we all have enough that we lack, but the great want is that we do not feel it nor see it. Therefore, God requires you to lament and plead such necessities and wants, not because he does not know them, but that you may kindle your heart to stronger and greater desires and make wide and open your cloak to receive much from God. And then, after he talks about the promises, he turns to the issue of our battle with Satan. This I say because I would like to see these things brought home again to the people. They might learn to pray truly and not go about coldly and indifferently, whereby they become daily more unfit for prayer, which is just what the devil desires, and for what he works with all his powers. For he is well aware what damage and harm it does him when prayer is in proper practice. For this we must know, that all our shelter and protection rest in prayer alone. For we are far too feeble to cope with the devil and all his power and adherents that set themselves against us, and they might easily crush us under their feet. Therefore, we must consider and take up those weapons with which Christians must be armed in order to stand against the devil. For what do you think has until now accomplished such great things, has checked or quelled the counsels, purposes, murder, and riot of our enemies, whereby the devil thought to crush us, together with the gospel, except the prayer of a few godly people intervened like a wall of iron on our side? They should else have witnessed a far different tragedy, namely how the devil would have destroyed all Germany in its own blood. But now they may confidently deride it and make a mock of it. However, we shall nevertheless be a match both for themselves and the devil by prayer alone, if only we persevere diligently and not become slack. For whenever a godly Christian prays, "Dear Father, let thy will be done," God speaks from on high and says, "Yes, dear child, it shall be so, in spite of the devil and all the world." Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.